How may we help you?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, sweetheart. How may we help you?
A message for my highest, please.
What do you want? There's no accident that you went after Stephen, because Stephen is creating his destiny, his arrival. They're asking you to do the same. They're asking you to continue to offer yourself the highest blessings, the highest rewards, the highest maturity of value. And say your name again, please.
Ariel.
No level is too high. No offering is too wide. I'm not saying to do this, but like, just imagine Oprah's interviewing you or something. It's like to permit that stretching, to permit, like, to drop the limitation. If you know that you're supporting spirit, if you know we're all one, why can't the sky be the limit? Now, you want to remember something. On the one hand, it may seem like it's a material sponsorship, but you want to remember everything that we do has an element of disguise. What they mean by that is it may feel like it has to do with the material, it has to do with the linear, but remember, this is all soul work. So the more that you understand, you're learning how to receive your soul, you're learning how to receive your own sponsorship, your own full engagement. They're saying, like, give love a try. So in English, what we're doing is we're learning to love ourselves. We're learning how to take ourselves into true ministry and into true soul satisfaction. So say your name one more time, please.
Ariel.
I know I've been saying this forever and a day, and I'm going to continue saying it. So to use my example, I was with someone at the time, and some guy I knew said, I know you're helping him, but you're going to do something. And I was like, yeah, we're going to do it. And he was like, no, not a we, you. You're slated to do something. And he's just spiritual, whatever. He was a friend. But anyway, that's how I feel about you, where what you're doing is role-playing. In other words, you're building up your own stamina. You're building up your own confidence. You're building your own soul satisfaction. And when you're at pivotal value, in other words, when you get close enough that you can slide into home base, you're going to open up to your true awakening, your true reason, your true gifting, and you're entitled. So that's what I see. I pull a card for fun because that's just what I do lately. Third eye chakra. That's exactly what I see. It's like, oh my gosh, this is who I am. This is my gift and all that. So keep doing what you're doing, but they're saying spin the wheel. In other words, keep pressing forward in terms of your own excellence, your own efficiency, your own tribute of self. And they're saying don't leave home without it, because the more that you can build up your own reconciled value in English, coming home to your own presentation, coming home to your own heart, coming home to your own good value. When I say good value, you have no idea what they mean by that. It's like I'm seeing like good value looking like this, where good value is really like this. And you're building up, when I say stamina, it's like you're building up that self-assurance, that belief in self, that recommendation to self. Now, when I say recommendation to self, I have energy pouring through me. This is your spiritual energy that you're signaling your readiness. The card sitting looking at me is nurture. This is you coming on board to self. Make sure you're doing meditation, journaling, something where you're giving yourself permission to preview, where you're giving yourself permission to go beyond the commonplace, you know, the form. Whether you're visiting Saturn, whether you're just feeling expanded, really, when I say push the envelope, I don't mean push. but allow the envelope to open when it's the desired time. And you're going to find, and say your name again, please.
Ariel.
I just see like a ballerina that's the prima donna, like the star of the ballet. Say your name one more time.
Ariel.
Enjoy the process of coming home to self, final outcome, material harvest. It is very, very, very good. It's very, I got energy through my whole body. Like, you just woke me up. I feel, it's not sexual energy, but I guess they say sexual energy is really the energy of life. It just feels so good, so powerful. You're holding energy of something. I don't know. They're not telling me. You're going to know. But you're coming into your own understanding of self. So keep pressing forward. It's good. That is your message. Did you have a question?
I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I have been very often aware of sacral energy, sacral chakra energy. And I think I told you, gosh, a long time ago, like messages and dreams about babies, and is it like creation of an idea, creation of an actual baby? Like, what does this mean? And with that, I've lately had a lot of messages and dreams related to my throat. I think it was last night, and I was being told, I don't know if it was by myself or someone else, saying that's how God will express himself through you. So I don't know if there's something different I should be doing, or if I'm just working my way through that right now.
That makes a lot of sense to me. Because I really don't feel like you're going to be doing what you're doing at some point.
Mm-hmm.
One moment. And say your first name, please.
Ariel.
You're getting used to heights. They're helping you get used to heights. You're asking about throat chakra. Say your name one more time.
Ariel.
I don't know the answer to that. I do know that opportunity beckons, and that is blue.
Okay.
That would be a whole card of a lot of blue. When I say heights, I mean going it alone, trusting your own voice, trusting your own apparatus, trusting your own inspiration. That's what they're getting you used to.
Okay.
I'll leave you with that. Mwah. Very
good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hi, Miss Kim. Oh my gosh, 4 to 3. Two, two, two.
Hi, Nicole.
Bye, sweetheart. Bye, Kelly. Hi, honey.
It just happened again. I'm not going to answer this text. Daughter, mom, I have to quarantine again till March 8th. I'm like, I haven't even bought food. And every time she's quarantined me, I haven't even gone food shopping in months. I just, because it's just me. I'm like, why should I bother? When I could just order in whatever I want, you know? Look, I'm sorry. So anyway, I'm glad you made, like I had to wait for my turn because I was even crazier before and I'm a little calmer now, believe
okay.
it or not.
Good.
I would love a message.
All right, sweetheart, one moment. Breathe, 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 breathe.
It's just so funny how her timing is always when I have you. It's every time. Maybe you said she wants in on the message in some way.
She receives the energy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me push record. That would be good. Okay.
All right. And say your first name.
Crazy Kim.
Okay. We're going to try that one more time. And say your name, please.
Well, I'm nuts today. Okay.
That's all right. We love you unconditionally. Take a breath, honey. Just take a breath. Just relax. Take a breath.
Kim.
And say it one more time, sweetheart.
Kim.
You're afraid to come out of the closet is what it is. So you came after Ariel because that's exactly what she's in the process of. She's in the process of being restored to her own good value. Mm-hmm. And she basically had to shut down a little bit just to survive. I don't know the details, but I do know that she shut herself down. She quarantined herself is what they're telling me. Mm-hmm. So there's this process where she feels comfortable returning to her natural self. And she's like climbing the ladder, climbing the mountaintop. So with you, you've come out of the closet, so to speak, and the energy of arrival, oh gosh. I remember like when I would get very nervous, I would start laughing or I would start giggling because it was just how I cope with that nervous energy. So when I tune into you, you have a lot of nervous energy. It's actually very good nervous energy, because you're permitting yourself to be involved. So let me explain this. Normally, we're like masters of disguise, so we can function out of really our ego. It's almost like we put ourselves in automatic pilot. We think we're living, but the ego is actually living through us, as us. And we're nowhere to be found. We're visiting another planet, we're somewhere else. So what you're doing is turning on the light. In other words, you're taking the control. So instead of like the plane being on autopilot, you're at the wheel. And you have sensitivity of input. In other words, it feels a little daring. It feels a little scary. It's sort of like, I'm back. You know, it's almost like going to work after you've been out ill for weeks, and it's just weird to be back. Like you just have this newness, and it feels a little raw and a little vulnerable, I would say. So that's how I feel about you, where you're acknowledging your strength, you're acknowledging your truth, you're acknowledging like, you know, I'm here, I'm home. But it's also a little nerve-wracking in a way, a little uncomfortable. It's easier to kind of numb out the feelings or not really be present. They're showing me the healing card. So you're doing a good job. So to compliment you, you're staying present, but it is a little uncomfortable. Now that healing card is actually my favorite one because it's got all this, the green and the yellow. It is so beautiful. So this is showing that you're displaying your natural self, your natural colors. But the tendency, the old tendency, is to have the defense system up, have the block up, have the control up, almost like not even really be present when you're present. Be floaty, not be in the body. So what you're doing is trying on a new conquest, a new, they're saying relaxation period, even though I know you don't feel relaxed, but you will, because what you're doing is you're introducing your true harmonics. You're allowing yourself to really be in the body. And so you're gonna have good days and other days, because all different winds are gonna travel through, all different scenarios, all different conditions, because you're learning how to maintain that present status. For me, I would just start laughing or giggling in very inappropriate times because that was just like the nervous energy. So in the big picture, you're actually doing fine, even though you probably feel like a little squirrely or something. So the more that you can work with your breath, that will be very, very helpful to either do on being in nature, work with your breath, slow down your breath. Will help support your established righteousness. In other words, helping you kind of feel much more comfortable in the body and maintaining the housing. The good news is you're committed to staying. So you have passed through like a funnel. You have passed through prior periods of uncertainty where it was really touch and go. Power, it's like you're learning how to let your power be, where you're kind of coy about it. You like to dismiss it. You like to, I want to say play games, but I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, like, you jockey it a little bit because you're just trying, it's a defense. Like, you're trying to keep safe, to be honest. So you're learning how to keep that power, be present, stay active, stay, you know, centered. And it's a learning period. It's like trial and error. So the more you can compliment yourself, you know, feel positive, feel like respectful for your process, because you are committed to the process. And this is like A plus. This is really good. So let me see if there's anything else. Say your name again, please.
Kim.
You're here to stay. You're here to stay. This is the whole point. You have a very open crown chakra. In order to take advantage of all that wants to come down, you have to stay put. So you're learning how to do that. You're learning how to do that. And treat yourself with love. You know, sometimes I need my bunny slippers for not security, but just creature comfort kind of thing. I actually have unicorns. They're not bunnies, but they're unicorns. Sometimes I'll put on my unicorn slippers. Mm-hmm. And this just makes me feel like the unicorns are with me. So sometimes I want that unicorn energy. So whether it's just a blanket or something fuzzy, cuddly, just to support yourself, that love, that self-love will be helpful right now. And say your name one more time.
Kim.
You're adored. You're adored. Appreciate the process. Appreciate all your efforts right now. That will help you as well. So that is your message. Did you have a question?
So funny, because I was thinking this morning, I'm like, I want my mommy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because,
yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people, well, it has to do with the stock market plunging this week. What's funny is, I don't know if they're not even saying this on the news. It was exactly a year ago today that I went through the same thing, this same week where I pulled money out because I was really scared before it would go below what my husband had invested. And I finally got the courage, this is related to, I finally got the courage to put that money back in and like dabble and buy some stocks and different things. And then today I was like, oh no, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But then I'm like, but for some reason I felt like you can't go back. Mm-hmm. It felt good when I was doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's, I can't look at like what's going on today could change tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I have to trust myself because like what I did may not be what some advisor would say to do, but it felt right at the time. Mm-hmm. And even if I lose some money, it was for my advancement. For me to sign up for that class that I'm taking.
Love of self, my love.
And I also have a meeting tonight with a new accountant, and I called this morning and I didn't expect him to answer so early. He answered himself, and he sounds so nice. And I'm like, wow, nice. I mean, that's new for me.
This is what you're doing. And to sum up everything that's going on, you're opening your heart to yourself. Love begins. New cycle.
On the green.
Yeah. New cycle, my love.
Oh, good.
Love of self.
If I look at the linear, I could poop on my stuff. But if I look at the whole picture, like what you're saying,
love of self.
I've got riches that have nothing to do with money.
There you go. There you go, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Be very proud of yourself. Yeah, breathe, and whatever your version of unicorn slippers are.
Just even grabbing my kitty, taking
perfect.
My kitty.
Yeah, I feel like something soft. Kitties
yeah,
are perfect.
Yeah, my cat. Thank God she's here.
Awesome. Healing, there you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Hi, Heather. Bye, Miss Kitty.
Hi there.
Hi, honey. How may we help you?
Oops, I'm in my car. I'm going to pull over soon. Actually, this is that I'll be at by Juno Pier. A message, please. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And say your first name, please.
Heather. Hopefully, Heather.
Own your power and your good knowing. So you came after Kim, and that was basically her message. You're going to be receiving instructions. You're going to be receiving communication. How you receive it reminds me of Ananda's message, is by coming into fellowship with self, by allowing that clear vision, that clear rightful status. Like, in other words, I literally have like stairs going from the message to you, where I literally have like someone running from house to house bringing a message. My mom has a message for your mom. Like, it's easy to run back and forth between the houses with a piece of paper. Make it enjoyable, make it fun. What you're doing, the reason you came after Kim, is you're providing that staying power at last. At last. Like, they don't have to find your new home, your new residence, you know, like, they know where to reach you. They know exactly. And when I tune into you, you literally have your tongue out, like receiving the snowflakes. Like, so again, that enjoyable, the enjoyable stature, it's easy. So when I see that message going, like this little kid running between houses with a, I guess it was before cell phones, with a piece of paper and a note, it's easy. It's actually fun. When you're a little kid, it's fun to run and bring a message to someone. It's a hoot. And so when I'm seeing you receive the message, it's like your tongue's out receiving like the snow. It's like, it's fun. It's easy. So they're asking you and reminding you to drop the angst, to drop the worry, to drop the physical impressions, and really to attune to the light. Enjoy the streaming of the light. Enjoy the connection, the messages, the light, the support, the camaraderie. The more that you can receive your triumph. So the triumph is, when you look at life from degrees, it's like, oh no, 3D duality, back and forth. I mean, you get dizzy. But when you move into the higher authority, the higher reality, the peace of God follows me through and through, what you're restoring is truth. And you're allowing that to infiltrate your lifestyle. So you're allowing that truth to be known by all impressions. It may be that you still pick up the phone and listen to a hysterical whatever on the other side, because everyone's responding to hysteria, really. But you're in a new platform. You're in a new arrival, and you're enjoying the preview. You're enjoying the preview. In your dream states, you're having like spontaneous recall, where you're playing out, I don't know if it's past or present or whatever, but it's the frequency that you're in process of harmonizing to. And so this is going to be coming. I literally see like waves, you know, like the wave comes and it goes back out and then it comes. And so the more that you welcome it in as like a guiding tone, where it's coming, and the more you receive, the more comfortable, the more welcoming, maintain your power. What I mean by that is, really don't look back. Don't look back. Receive that like induction. You know, receive that induction. Receive that messaging. And when those waves come, allow it to bring reassurance. So it's like with each wave, your connection, oh, I feel it so strongly, your connection gets stronger and stronger, because you're no longer pulling back. You're allowing yourself to present. You're allowing yourself to move into your excellent spotting. And so as you offer that, as you engage it's like this presentation, this ever-present influence, you're going to be bringing it into full recognition, into full recognition. And then I literally see those that come to you with the, you know, they're vibrating to another reality. It's like you offer that blanket of support. You offer that blanket. It's almost like Jesus, you know, like, you know, the peace of God, you know, follows me wherever I go. So this is what you're listening to. You're not saying goodbye. They want you to hear this. You're not leaving anyone in the dust. You're not, you know, Jesus becoming the Christ is for everyone's benefit. It's for everyone's induction. So this is where you're learning how to drop the names. What I mean by that is you're learning how to drop the belief in separation. I'm going to have something that you don't. I have it so we all can play. I have it so we all can remember. It really is good. So again, it's that staying power, learning how to really like nail that landing. Like, I don't need to leave it. I don't need to leave it. Oh, really nice. You're really anchoring it in. Really,
that's
nice.
That is the part of all of it. Mm-hmm. This just is enough for everybody. Mm-hmm. So that my dream states have been infants and babies and there's been a lot of other detail, but really that nestling of that infancy and pureness. And then there were these big burly guys that called me over to very poignantly say thank you in that same way. And then the babies were there and we were just sharing this, I can't even call it knowledge. Mm-hmm. It is just so nice. I don't know what the tears are really, but it's so nice.
It's releasing the pain. Like, you don't have to suffer anymore.
And it's just not me. It's because I'm receiving the thank yous, mm-hmm. like you're saying. Mm-hmm. They're coming and that. Mm-hmm. Yep. I just will say, yep.
I just surround you with etheric arms, really.
Yeah, it's really awesome. And kind of side note, personal thing that I dropped off 2019 and 2020 taxes. So however all that's going to play through, there's some. It's coming out saying mathematical dancing. So there we go.
I love it.
All right. I don't think I have a question. I think all has been answered and is well received. And I'll just, those who are on other levels, AKA Alzheimer's and other neurological differences, mm-hmm. thank you to them as well. And I know I'm being thanked right now by somebody very in particular. Mm-hmm. It's really hard for all the families. So, yeah, we just keep offering just love. That's all we can do.
That's the strongest medicine.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know I needed to cry.
Yeah. All right. We've had a couple of those today. Just perfect, sweetheart. All right. Much love, honey.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks.
Carmen, we did not get to you. Did we get to you?
No, I'm here.
Okay. And say your first name.
Carmen.
And say it one more time, please.
Carmen.
And say it one more time.
Carmen.
You're not striving. You're not trying to go somewhere. You're not trying to receive. You're allowing truth to spill out. You're allowing truth to no longer be hidden. You're allowing your true accommodations. When I receive you, You're not human, my love. So you are ready. I see you in this vest. It's like you come prepared, you come equipped. You've got everything that you need. They're saying for a speedy recovery. What they mean by that, it's like, it's literally like everything is packed within you, and what you're doing is allowing it to breathe, allowing, like almost like as if you had your picnic, like inside your chest or whatever, you know, and like this little billfold, and you're open, you zipper it, and then it's like, oh, here's this, here's that, here's that. And what you're doing is just allowing, and say your name again, please.
Carmen.
There's still a part of you that is concerned about how someone receives you, concerned about social gaze, like how does it look, how does it look? So the more that you, remind me of Melissa's message a little bit, the more you can really forget about social conquest, in other words, needing to please anyone else, and returning to your own matter of convenience. In other words, what do you receive? What do you know? Without knowing how you know, but you just know. And really, they're saying for pure enjoyment. What they mean by that is allowing yourself to return to your natural status. So I don't really care if anyone ever hears this, but I'm no longer going to deny it. I'm no longer going to suppress it. I'm going to allow my true reflection to breathe through and to enjoy the matters of the heart. In other words, to enjoy that witnessing. What you're going to start knowing is knowing what you know without knowing how you know it. So it just may be something with your child. It may be something with, I don't know what it is, but stuff like it wouldn't really matter anyway. And it's not really about psychic abilities. It's more so of, and say your name again, please.
Carmen.
It's like you're really teaching yourself how to read yourself, how to read all the indications. You've got a book coming. I see it. And this is where you just keep bringing things out of your chest area, where you're just permitting your own exercise, your own endurance, your own allowance, your own essence. So for me lately, it turns out I'm a lot more creative than I realized. And I just never paid attention to it. I mean, I was just too busy surviving, really. But all of a sudden, it's like, well, look at this, look at that. And this is sort of the same thing. It's sort of like, well, who really matters? Who really cares? Well, the reason we all care is the more I allow or introduce my true self and allow that good pleasure and allow that good entitlement, well, then guess what? Now I'm returning to my own natural status. So with you, and say your name again, please.
Carmen.
It comes through your feeling. It comes through, yeah, I'm just gonna say it. It comes through your feeling. Trust your feelings. Notice your feelings. I feel like that's not going to be enough sour cream. I better get another one. You don't know why. You just feel it. Trust how it feels. Trust and be open to spontaneous correction. What they mean is you may do something out of logic, and then your intuition is gonna give you another impression. So they're helping you to return to your own endurance, to your own makeup, to your own allocation. Say your name one more time, please.
Carmen.
Oh gosh, you may be out running errands and you're gonna put an errand to the next day because you're totally free that next day. And then you just feel like, you know, I should do it now because I'm gonna have something to do, even though there's nothing on your calendar. Things like that. Where does it really matter? And it's like an errand that doesn't really matter anyway. It matters because you're tuning back into source. And this is what it's all about right now. coming back into natural selection. In other words, really honoring. You know how like the animals know to go higher when the tsunami comes because they're aligned with their inner awareness, where we shut it off. Excuse me. So this is what you're doing. You're returning to your natural cause. You're returning to your natural gifting. And say your name one more time, please.
Herman?
Yeah, just notice it. Excuse me. Just notice it, because you're being prepared. You're being prepared. It really is a different way to live. I do it much more. I don't know that I do it all the time, to be honest, but definitely a lot more. And it really makes a difference in terms of your own ownership, your own gifting, your own just really allowing everything to be activated, because you're not suppressing it. So if you're not suppressing it all the time, it's right there when you then do your spiritual work or whatever. So that is your message. You are receiving support, by the way. So pay attention. Pay attention. You are receiving help. That is your message, my love. Did you have a question?
Well, I thought it was interesting when you said suppression, and I think I was the only one that you coughed during, so.
You are the only one I coughed during.
I guess, I know you said pay attention, mm-hmm. but I kind of guess any guidance in feeling the intention.
Sure. And say your name again, please.
Carmen?
Drop the worry. Drop the worry. Drop the angst. There's still this performance value. You're still trying to perform. It's subtle. But even, I know this sounds weird, but you know, if you're running to your car to get something, you know, you just want to look somewhat proper for the neighbors, or you may not do this, but I noticed I did it. I would actually like make my hair better. Like, who cares? Do they care? Nobody cares. But I would care. So that would be like performance driven kind of attitude. And say your name one more time, please.
Carmen.
And say it one more time.
Carmen.
When I tune into it, I even forget what your question was, but when I tune into it, it's really about following your intuition rather than the logic. What was your question again? So funny how I forgot it.
You know, it's so interesting, because then you said performance, and that taught me to Kim, because when I get nervous, I get really hot, like my temperature increases with the thermometer, and I can feel the heat within me, and it gets to the point where I just blank out. So it's so interesting that you forgot the question, because that's how I get with that. Need to perform, I guess. I don't really, we're circling the wagon. I don't know if we're.
Yeah, you're really learning how to enjoy your natural self, is what it is. Like being your own best friend. Like really allowing your own truth. Like just think of like a 4-year-old girl or whatever, that they're just into their own little world. You know, they have tea parties with their bears, and it all makes perfect sense to them, you know. Like permit yourself to please yourself. Permit yourself to know and honor your own assemblance, you know. And say your name one more time, honey.
Carmen.
There's no one out there. There's no one out there. So it's just the ego that likes to poke us at us, like with the devil's pitchfork or whatever. So the more that you amplify your own relationship with source or with your higher awareness, you're just gonna, I just see you skipping. I literally see you as a little girl, like just skipping down the street. You're returning to that natural status. It helps to kind of giggle. So in other words, when you notice it, so when I notice it in myself, it's much less, but I still get it. I just kind of giggle, sort of like, well, there you go. There it is again. So when you don't have concern about it, but you do have awareness, it desensitizes you, because it's like wisdom erases karma. Once you recognize it, it no longer is unconscious. And then it no longer can be, because cat's out of the bag, you know, you see it now. But see it with grace, you know, see it with love. And then you just realize, I don't need that anymore. I don't need that anymore. You'd be amazed. I would put on makeup for the stupidest things, really. But again, you know, it's just returning to our own engagement is what they're saying. Returning to our own engagement. I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Indeed, we support and sponsor all in entitlement, all in the richness of a true inheritance. So when they say sponsor, they really meant it. There's a sponsoring energy that's going to be helping us. I think it's always there, but I feel like we'll be more aware of it now. So thank you, everybody. So much love to all. So much respect to all, really, because we're all walking this out together, or skipping in Carmen's case. Love, everyone. We'll be back Thursday, 7 p.m.